It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to talk more about the regional that's happening down at State Farm tonight. Two good games. Got a text message from a friend who was listening earlier, Mike. Michigan's not winning. Okay. I mean, Auburn is the number one overall seed. They're a nine-point favorite. We'll see. Yeah, listen, the tournament has not had really as many shockers, to your point about the whole Cinderella thing,
right?
As I guess as much as we're used to. But I also think that's just a function, guys, of if you've watched college basketball this year, the SEC was the most dominant team. Guess who has the most teams right now heading to the Elite Eight? And Probably by the end of the night, depending on what happens in that Kentucky-Tennessee game, SEC team is going to advance. This is why I've been saying I think an SEC team ultimately is going to hold up the trophy.
But I would say that, and I think even some Auburn fans, not to upset them, but they could maybe agree that Auburn kind of peaked middle end of February. That Auburn's playing their best basketball through the month of February. They have not been as good since. And that Michigan's got a bona fide seven-footer. They got two guys. They got a lot of height in the front court. They got depth. Now, I know they weren't the highest seed, but I'm just curious to see how Bruce Pearl handles that kind of size. Like, for instance, Rick Pitino, St. John's, could not handle the front court of Arkansas.
You're absolutely right. And listen, styles make fights.
Right.
I mean, this is why the tournament is so interesting.
Alabama bombed threes last night.
But they've done that all year. I don't think they'll shoot like that the rest of the way.
But that was historic last night.
It was. Yeah. But they're the top scoring team in the country. Alabama. It's not Duke. It's not who you think it is. So that's what they've been doing, Mike. They can score the ball, but you also saw how many points they gave up.
Right.
So if they play a more defensive-minded team, Alabama finds themselves in a dogfight. That's what happened earlier this year with Auburn and some of the teams they played in the SEC. But we'll get into that, man, because I think we've got some great matchups, not only here, but we'll talk about the other matchups tonight in the NCAA tournament. Hit us up, guys. We'd love to hear from you, 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell live in Kennesaw. We are at Twin Peaks hanging out on a Friday. Well, what's your plans, by the way, this weekend? What you got going on, man?
Well, after basically breaking my back last week, Carl, I'm going to break my back again this week. Last week it was trees. Man, anybody digging a hole in Georgia? Is it just me?
Do you deal with this?
You put your shovel in the ground.
That's
Has anyone
you.
Ever put their shovel in the ground anywhere in their house, in their yard, and ever get like a nice, nice soft patch of dirt?
Not happening.
It's rock. It's root. The shovel goes in the ground like an inch. Like, God, son of a. You know, I measure things out for spacing where I'm going to plant some bushes. And it's like tree root, giant rock. I pull out a rock the size of a friggin' basketball. It's bigger than a damn discus. And so this is the crap that I've been dealing with. This week, I'm laying – and I know what you're going to say. Why don't you hire someone? My dad's voice just keeps – you know, you can do that yourself. You starts with a P, ends with a Y. P. payday. You know, just get out there and do it. You know, what the hell? Finish the job. You're the same way.
No, I am.
I know you hire some, but there's some things you just do yourself.
Well, we were just talking, and our good friend here was saying he's got a townhouse. He doesn't know why he bought it because he's got to do work on it. He's got to do some siding, and I'm like, you're doing it yourself? Siding, I won't mess
with.
No,
no, to hell with that.
I won't mess with it. But he literally is like, yeah, I got to find it. I got to, you know, get another cutter. And I told him I just bought a circular saw because I needed to replace some boards
right.
on my deck.
Look at you, Bob Vila.
Well, look, go to my tool shed. I got it all, bro. This 25 years of home ownership, bro. I got all the tools. But I'm just like, do I really want it? Because I'm looking at it.
You got a tiller? I need a tiller.
I do have a tiller.
Gas powered?
But I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, do I really want to do this? You know, I got to do the measuring and it's got to be accurate. And I'm like, I know I could hire a carpenter to come in here. This dude would be done in like 30 minutes. But to your point, I'm like, yeah,
right.
I'm going to do it, which means I'll jack it up. I'm gonna jack up a few boards before I get it right.
Right.
But I'm going to do it because I purchased a circular saw and I was like, ah. So I hear you, man. It's all about the home ownership.
I said it to Chris on Monday when you were coming back from Vegas. Everything, and I know I say this almost every week on the stage, so I'll make it 1,000th time. Those Progressive ads are so on point about how you become your dad. I'm doing things that I literally said I'd – when I lived in the condo, remember I used to make fun? You people in your gated communities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the suburbs, keeping up with the Joneses, with your yards. I spent – you know, before I moved to Sharpsburg, I may have been in Home Depot twice in my life.
You shouldn't even admit that.
I ain't going to lie to you.
You shouldn't even admit that.
I'm not going to lie.
But why would you?
I mean, I could go down to the Ace Hardware in Midtown. Why would you? If I need a nail to hang a painting.
Yes, why would you?
Think about what I needed in my house. Nothing. It was a condo. Call the maintenance man.
They took care of everything.
From Noonan. That's how I used to make fun of Noonan, because the maintenance guy. Now I live there.
By the way, do you miss that, you know, just call. Don't you miss that
there
a little bit?
There is something cool about
right?
But I will say this. To sit there on the back, you know, now I had that balcony. I had a view of Georgia Tech and the sunrise, sunset, I should say, of the West. And that was great. But now it's kind of cool coming back and you got an acre of property and I got my stuff. But I get it. It's the headaches and the bills. But it is. I just like having my space. I like to, you know, and you do too.
Oh, no doubt.
I could never see myself back in a condo.
When I was in the burbs, and this is early on in our show when we first started, and Mike's talking about the condo, I would bring up stuff about, you know, yards. And Mike would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never experienced any of what you're discussing right now.
I mocked you.
And yes, all the time. And literally I'd be like, okay, you know what? You don't know. So I can't even really talk about this.
Right.
Now every day, my back hurts. I'm planting trees. And I'm like, who are you?
By the way, shout out to the Georgia Hemp Company, our good friend Joe Salami.
Yeah.
You might remember that time I was enjoying the product. Well, no, this is the balm. Basically, it's like Bengay with CBD.
It works, Mike.
And that's,
when I
yes.
had my sciatica deal,
yeah.
I was using a little bit of that to calm the pain. That stuff works, man.
Right now, this guy who's like 22 in his car. Listen to these old farts. But anyway, someday that's going to be you, coach.
Whatever. I'm telling you right now.
I don't even know who Justin Thomas's brother James is. I was so high as a kite that day. How is that even legal?
And it was legal.
How is that even legal?
It was legal. The funniest part about that is we're on the golf course. It was our brown grass tournament. And we were on the golf course, and we stopped. And he gave us that
stuff. And so I fired this thing up. I go, anybody want a hit? And nobody wants any of it. So I'm like, well, it's pain relief. They say it's just pain relief. So I'm like.
You hit it hard.
So I go like total Cheech and Chong.
You
and like
hard.
Literally an hour into the show, I'm like.
What he is. I mean, Jameis Russell can be a guy that can do what he did at times against Minnesota.
Jameis Winston?
What did I say? Who the hell is Jameis Thomas?
Told you you're feeling good.
And I guess I am.
Stoned as hell. High as a damn kite. And you can, too, thanks to the Georgia Hemp Company.
Oh, it was
legal
great.
In every county in Georgia.
It was great. Oh, and Turtle and I were crying. I said, did you guys
I gotta
hear
be honest,
that?
My knee feels really good right now.
It does.
Now, the good news was
sense?
My knee felt great. I didn't have any knee aches. The bottom line is I couldn't put a thought together, which is a problem when you're on a five-hour radio show. You couldn't put two synapses could not connect.
Oh,
so there was a slight side effect.
It was the best. All right, man. You guys are more than welcome to hit us up. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
We got to mention Deion's contract, and we
yes.
will. All right. But if you're wondering what's going on with the dogs as they get ready for their spring football game, Mike, it's not on TV. You can still go. I know people are asking these questions. $10. You
right.
still can go and experience G-Day. All
correct.
Right. but it will not be televised. And so that's the big difference this year. We're used to watching it on SEC Network or whatever it might be. But I know some people are like, well, what's the deal? Is this closed? No, it is not. And for more information, obviously, you can contact Georgia. But we just wanted to put it out there because I know some guys that asked me about whether we were going to be there. And I said, look, we've gone to numerous G days. But
we've done the show from up there at the Grindhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the fact that this one's not going to be on TV, some people are feeling like, okay, if I don't go, what's it? You can go. All right. Wanted to put that out there. Let's talk about Deion Sanders real quick. He is now one of the highest paid coaches in college football. Look, I said I'd tell you why, and the reason is simple. His impact to the revenue at the University of Colorado is undeniable. This is not about chips. This is about having a program revitalized and being relevant. You just got the Heisman winner. You have a quarterback that's going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
Right.
Your coach is a brand name, and more importantly, more people are paying attention to your brand. And, Mike, you're selling out your stadium, home games and away, because of his allure. Deion, whether you think he's worth it or not, Colorado saying, look, we like this vibe. We're going to go ahead and pay him, and that way we don't have to worry about somebody trying to come and poach him.
And, oh, by the way, who did he land? Juju Lewis, Julian Lewis
right
from Carrollton.
Right out of here.
You know, top quarterback. So, I mean, Deion is putting it together. We talked about it. You know, Mel Tucker had one good year and a mediocre year at that. He got a big contract at Michigan State. Unfortunately for him, you know, as we said, I mean, when African-American head coaches get an opportunity, unfortunately for him, it didn't help. But he obviously –
Well, he didn't help himself.
He didn't help himself.
Right.
Flamed out.
Right.
But – Deion is doing it, guys, and he's doing it in a place where they were – I don't think people realize how bad they were. The truly worst program of all the power then five. So
Mike, nobody wanted the job.
And they're juicy. They're sexy. People want to watch this team. Kids want to go there. And that's just like at Georgia. When Kirby goes to Georgia, enrollment goes up, tuition goes up.
That's
everyone
right.
wants to be there. It, rising tide, the whole shebang.
Yeah. So it is a deal, if you're wondering. Deion, $54 million extension. Total, 5 years, but it puts him in that $10 million category.
Hey, Chris, you guys still got that top 10 list of highest paid coaches? Because some of these guys aren't earning that money they're making right now.
Well, I think the main guy you mentioned is at USC right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back and you look at, like, so Nick Saban's gone. Bill Belichick got the huge deal to go to North Carolina. And that was going to always be a money grab. But, yeah, man, when you get into, okay, obviously Ryan Day, Kirby, Sarkisian, the usual suspects.
Yeah, Dabo's still in there.
Lanning,
yes.
Dan Lanning in Oregon.
I got the top five for you guys right now. It's Kirby 13.2, Day 12.5, Dabo's at 11, Deion's 10.8, and Steve Sarkisian's 10.6.
And then you've got, where's USC?
They are
Lincoln Riley.
Yeah,
Lincoln
I only got the top five. I'll look for the top
But he was in the top 10. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley still got, remember, he got so much money there was even something that wasn't even divulged.
Oh, correct.
Like a house for the family, the whole shebang.
Private plane, and, the whole deal.
Some thought it was in excess of 12 to 15 million, and they haven't won jack at USC. They don't get defense right. And to be honest, I mean, Caleb Williams regressed his last year in college.
Yeah. I have no issues with this. You know, ultimately, if he's able to take that team to the playoff, Mike, the college football playoff, it would be great. But this isn't about that. This is about going from zero to being a brand again. And really, he's the prime – pardon the pun – he's the prime reason for that.
Right.
And, you know, he came in. People don't know this. He was like, we're changing the uniforms. Did you see Colorado's uniforms, their helmets?
Right.
Everything about the program, he was like, flash, we're going to pop.
Right.
And it became a thing. And kids love that stuff, man. And so I give him a lot of credit. And the social media presence, guys, it's quadrupled since he got there. Everything about
have
the football
Have you ever
program.
Gotten those Blender sunglasses? I've had those things on back
no,
order for like
that's
2 years.
No, that's another thing.
Has anybody ordered the Deion sunglasses and gotten them? Because I ordered those things like 8 months ago, and I still haven't gotten those things.
Didn't they? And Nike came out with a shoe, too, I believe, for him. A long story short.
Wait, Carl, I thought you wore those on FanDuel a couple of weeks ago.
No, I got these right here, Turtle, and they're not those.
By the way, to answer your guys' question, Lincoln Riley, Kalen DeBoer, and Bill Belichick, also in the $10 million club.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
And Kalen DeBoer, what have you done for me lately? I mentioned Alabama. It's funny. A guy here was at the bar earlier, an FSU alum.
Mike, they wouldn't move on from Kalen DeBoer after another four-loss season, would they?
Yes, they would.
Alabama!
But the thing is with DeBoer, guys like, are you going down there for the game? I said, talk about Tallahassee. I said, I don't think Florida State has any clue what it's going to be. Right? Gus Malzahn's now the OC.
So you're bailing on your team.
No, I'm going to go. But
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You're going to lend me $2,000?
is that what the tickets are?
For my level of contribution
is... Well, you need to go down a level.
Well, I like nice seats, dude. And I like a nice parking space.
I mean, really, you're like my level of it. No, you need to go down a
I'm
level.
I'm only a silver chief. I'm not a golden chief.
Is that what they call it?
Yes, I'm a silver chief.
Silver
now, if
chief.
You want to go to the Alabama game, I need you to step up.
Wow. Is that what they were calling you about earlier?
Yes. Are you going to renew? The deadline's coming up.
Because I heard you tell the guy.
I've only got a few minutes. I'm on the radio.
I go, can you guarantee the coach won't suck this year? Because that's an important part of the process.
Sir, hold on. All right, we're coming back. We're live at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.